أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. صدق الله العظيم. As we have said on many occasions that this surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, has been a surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the honor and the greatness of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last ayat verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun to speak about the munafiqeen, the kuffar, those that disbelieved, their taklif, their difficulties that they had imposed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the situation in this world and the situation in the hereafter. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la takunu kal ladhina adaw Musa, do not become like those people who had hurt, who had harmed, caused difficulty to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. فَبَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had acquitted him of that which they had said. وَكَانَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. And he is highly honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The incident with regards to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam has been narrated by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration is in Bukhari Sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, like all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, was very bashful, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam would not remove his clothes in public. And that environment, at the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, people used to bath, and they used to do that in public. They had no shame, there was no discrimination, or there was no discretion rather, in their minds about clothing themselves and unclothing themselves. And they had found it very strange that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was different, that he would screen himself, and after screening himself, obviously he would take a bath, removing his clothing. So this led some of the people to level some allegations upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, that some had said that perhaps he's got some disease like leprosy. Others had stated other things, ill-fated illnesses, like the testicles of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam is swollen. And in that manner, they used to make these allegations against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Now, one very important aspect that we should remember, that insofar as Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them the purest of hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them physical bodies that were without any blemish whatsoever. And the third thing is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them lineage that was pure. No one could point a finger at the heart of a Nabi. No one could point a finger at the physical body of a Nabi, and no one could point a finger at the lineage of any Nabi. That was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many, many wisdoms in all that, but this is, we must understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not only give them a physical body that was free of blemish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would expose it if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desired, when allegations were leveled against Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. So on one occasion, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, like usual, he had screened himself, he had unclothed, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam had taken a bath, and he placed his clothes on a rock. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expose Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, his body that is free of any fault, free of any blemish. And Allah commanded that rock on which his clothing was to move. And that rock began to move away from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam after he had had his bath, when he was about to put on his clothing. And the result was that Musa alayhi salatu was salam was engrossed in going behind this rock to try and get his clothes, saying, Thawbi hajar, oh stone, oh rock, my clothes, and with his asa, he was trying to pull his clothes, and in that manner the rock went right in the midst of the people, and they had seen that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was free of blemish, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had obviously dressed. In the end of this narration of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had clothed, he had taken his asa and he hit that rock 3, 4, or 5 times, and the effects of that hitting, the effects of that rod could have been seen on that rock. That is how fiercely Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had hit that rock. But be that as it may, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should not be like the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that were a cause, a means of hurting Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All this had to happen because the people leveled these kind of allegations against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was a great form of taklif, a great form of difficulty that was imposed upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in the hadith we also find one narration that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was distributing the booty, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am not the one that gives and I am not the one that withholds. I am only the Qasim, I am only the distributor. I distribute by the command of Allah. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to give, I give. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands me to withhold from, I withhold from. And I am only the distributor. It is not on my discretion. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one such occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing the distribution, and one person made a statement that this distribution is not according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here leveling an allegation against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator, and he said, I said to this person that I will take this up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He took this up to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry, obviously because the person showed dissatisfaction at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. His people afflicted harm and difficulties upon him, yet Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had made sabr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had referred to this incident that had taken place in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهَا, and he is most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously every Nabi is honored, and here the honorable commentators have stated that the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about with regards to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was the fact that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam engaged in dua, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the smallest of things. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the biggest of things, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most unique things. The smallest of things he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is was when he was in Madian, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he had not eaten for several days, oh Allah, just a slice of bread. That also he asked from Allah Rabbul Izzat, setting the precedence and example for all of us, that whatever it is, however big it may be, however small it may be, asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah answered that. Then the biggest of things he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Allah for Allah himself, he asked Allah to see Allah. That obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not show him in this world. And then the unique thing that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no Nabi had asked for is, oh Allah, make my brother also a Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that. And Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam had become a Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that part. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهَا, that he was wajih, he was most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.